When people talk about the export of American culture, they're probably talking about Hollywood movies, rap music, or fast food. But highbrow American fare has also made it around the globe, most recently in the form of a new magazine on newsstands in Russia. Copies of it came the way of NPR's Martha Wexler, who has this report.
It's the icon of American intellectualism. You know this magazine. The one with the thought-provoking artwork on the cover, with those black and white cartoons sprinkled throughout the glossy three-column layout. It's that magazine with ads for watches with astronomical price tags.
Actually, it's obvious. It looks like New Yorker.
Except it's in Russian. And it's called Novoy Ochevidets, the New Eyewitness. When pressed, editor Sergei Mostovshikov admits that the new weekly is a dead ringer for the New Yorker. It's the same mix of newsy features, arts reviews, and literature by world-class writers and poets. And it's presented in the same categories and the same order, punctuated by the same kind of cute, if sometimes impenetrable, little drawings.
Everybody here in Russia, in Moscow especially, as I remember, at least for five previous years, were talking about that how it will be wonderful if in Moscow we can read something like New Yorker in Russian language. We made something which looks like New Yorker, and that was the point.
The New Eyewitness is financed by a group of unnamed Russian investors. They secured a loan from an Austrian bank to form Lighthouse Publishers, with a goal of putting out a cultural magazine about Russia for Russians. Editor Mostovshikov says that the New Yorker-like style was a hook to attract intellectuals, not the nouveau riche new Russians with money and somewhat less refined taste in reading.
People are spending money here only on glossy magazines, like Glamour or Elle or Cosmopolitan or something like this. But weeklies are very, very weak now in the country.
But unlike the Russian edition of Glamour or Elle or Cosmo, the New Eyewitness has no connection with the New Yorker, which has no foreign language editions. The New Yorker's management stressed this point when asked for comment. The New Eyewitness reaches its audience through subscriptions and in places like Bilingual, a cafe bookshop in downtown Moscow. That's where NPR's Moscow bureau producer caught up with reader Serge Petrov, a Russian-English translator.
I see a lot of interesting little images and funny pictures, and I cannot stop reading it.
The politics of the New Eyewitness are understated, but the sensibility is generally liberal and pro-Western. Another cafe-goer, Sergei Shabadin, likes the tone.
It's a dialogue. It's some kind of presentation of dialogue between a publisher and a reader. And maybe this is what is lacking right now on the Moscow literary scene.
Editor Sergei Mostovshikov is clearly aiming for New Yorker-style stories, narratives about everyday life, rich in visual detail and snatches of conversation. Stories you don't often find in Russian publications.
I don't know, you can call it old-fashioned. I call it professional reporting, professional storytelling.
It's not always easy to break journalistic ground in Russia, but Mostovshikov doesn't seem worried that the Kremlin will crack down on his magazine, as it has on other independent media with bigger audiences. Nor will he admit concern about copyright infringement of the New Yorker's layout. But then again, Moscow is a city with an entire open-air market selling pirated CDs. Lighthouse Publishers never discussed their project with the New Yorker's publisher, Condé Nast, or its editor, Russia expert David Remnick, until sending him their first edition of the New Eyewitness. Mostovshikov says Remnick sent back a gracious note, something to this effect.
Life is too short, and the world is too small to be, I don't know, angry about that. And he wrote to us that we made a great magazine, and he wished us good luck.
They'll need it. The New Eyewitness, which sells for about $1, has far fewer ads than The New Yorker, and with circulation now at 30,000 copies, it has only a fraction of its print run. Martha Wexler, NPR News.
You can see covers of The New Eyewitness at npr.org.